After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActiveCare. ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActiveCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActiveCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to the Morning Report. It is Memorial Day. Thank you ever so much for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it greatly. It's just amazing, right? It's just absolutely amazing that we are in the time that we are in, you know, that we are in the time that we are in. I'm going to get right to the point today because we've got a lot to unpack here. Last week, especially on Friday, Joe Biden, presumptive nominee for the Democrat nomination to be president of the United States, was on Charlemagne the God, was on with Charlemagne the God on Zoom or whatever they're using. And as the interview was wrapping up, and it was that wrapping up, you know, a little earlier than I guess Charlemagne thought it would, Charlemagne the God asked Joe Biden if, you know, he invited him back because there were more questions. Biden responded with, "You have more questions. So if you're having trouble deciding between me and Trump, then you're not black." Really? Really? Boy, and that just lit up Twitter. It just lit up Twitter. Twitter freaking exploded. And it was everywhere all day long. It was all weekend. Even here, I produced a video explaining my take on it on YouTube, and it was, you know, our YouTube channel right now is minuscule, and it was the biggest YouTube video that we've had here at Fight Back Media in a long time. It just skyrocketed. If you haven't seen it, please go to our YouTube channel, Fight Back Media YouTube, and you'll see it. Right now, it has nearly 1,000 views, and over 2 days, it just blew up. Because this dominated the news cycle, and dominated the news cycle all day long. However, as bad as that was, is not the worst thing that Joe Biden said or did that we found out about at the end of last week. Not even by a long shot. Not even by a long shot. What we're learning is, Well, what we're continuing to learn is that there aren't any more duplicitous, hypocritical people in the world right now than progressive Democrats. There just aren't. The amazing thing now is during this time is that we are finding out the truth faster than ever before. And we're able to disseminate it better than we could have ever imagined. Even with a lot of the main media channels being closed to us. Obviously, cable news is closed to us. We are relegated to some AM radio and a few AM radio hosts that have large followings. However, here on Spreaker and Spotify and the like, we are out here. Out here on fightbackmedia.com telling the story, pushing back against the narrative of deceit. And we are going to expose what you might not know about the Ukraine and Joe Biden, and quid pro quo that the mainstream media is simply not telling you. My name is Willie Lawson. This is the Morning Report. It is the Morning Report 125. It is May 25th, 2020. We'll be back right after these messages. You know, every man my age should have three things, in my opinion. First, you should have your own barber. Second, you should have your own car mechanic. And third, you should have your own florist. That's right, florist. My florist is Christine Vasconcello at Blooming Days Flower Shop, located at 11618 North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, Florida. An FTD Top 100 florist, Blooming Days meets all of your floral needs while respecting your budget. Give Christine a call at 813-933-1942. www.bloomingdays.com. This is Willie Lawson for the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. You can have access to a growing nationwide network of attorneys and legal experts. You can get bail assistance. The network provides up to $25,000 to post bail on behalf of a member who has used force in self-defense. The fee deposit to your attorney immediately after a self-defense for representation during questioning and other vital defense services. You can reach us at Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Our number is 360-978-5200. That's 360-978-5200. Or go to www.armedcitizensnetwork.org. Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the program. You know, the president is getting, a lot of pushback, a lot of flack about the COVID-19 response. And I saw a tweet from, who was it? Oh, my God. It was Mika Brzezinski yesterday, that we're close to 100,000 deaths, 38 million people unemployed. This is the age of Trump. This is the narrative that they want to push. Anything negative, Trump. Anything negative, Trump. Anything positive, people like Andrew Cuomo shoving old people or at least COVID-19 positive people back in nursing homes and basically wreaking havoc in nursing homes. Same thing with Wretched Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan. Not the same thing. Not the same thing here in Florida with Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis got a unemployment insurance problem. But anyway, so we see these narratives being pushed all the time. So we see the hypocrisy. While that was going on, while the president was issuing travel bans, that the World Health Organization and leading Democrats were railing against, they were involved in a impeachment fraud based on, well, nonsense, really. The idea, the general idea, the thumbnail sketch is that the president had had a conversation with the president of the new president of the Ukraine. They had, and the Ukraine had been promised military aid. Well, during this conversation, the president asked if the new president would look into some corruption things that had happened with Burisma and some other things. Well, the left took it as, well, pushed the narrative that the president was withholding aid to the Ukraine. Now, the aid had been approved by Congress, who was withholding aid to the Ukraine until they actually looked into the corruption in Burisma. And this was to purportedly to damage one of his political rivals, Joe Biden, here in the United States. What we found out is Joe Biden is doing enough damage to himself, but that's neither here nor there for the purposes of this discussion. So this is what, if you're wondering what all that impeachment thing was about, that's what it was about. So if you think that it was about Donald Trump being a bad person, orange man, bad, F Donald Trump, Donald Trump's a racist, that's not why they were trying to impeach Donald Trump. Donald Trump hadn't stolen any money. Donald Trump hadn't done anything. So, which is why Trump released the transcripts of the conversation. Remember, all these conversations are recorded and transcribed. All of them. This is why a number of years ago, when President Obama decided that he wanted to keep his BlackBerry, it was a big deal. Because that BlackBerry was out of the circle for a U.S. president. All your communications have to be monitored. See, y'all didn't know that. Or should be monitored anyway. I'm pretty sure almost everybody who's been president has found a way around that. Especially pre-technology. But in any case, so this was the crux of the whole impeachment deal, that there was some quid pro quo going on, that there was an abuse of power going on in this investigation, right? And the second impeachment article had to do with obstructing Congress, which still isn't a thing, especially as it pertains to the Mueller investigation that brought nothing to the table. Okay. So that's the groundwork. That's where we're going to start. The president was asking for some quid pro quo. Now, if you don't know what that is, that's simple. We do it all. Everybody does it all the time. Listen, I'm not going to do this unless you do this. You do this, I'll do this for you. Right? Generally speaking, that's what that is. So this is a very actually short clip of Joe Biden explaining, bragging about how he forced the then president of the Ukraine to fire the prosecutor general of the Ukraine, who was looking into corruption going on with a company called Burisma. Burisma is a huge energy company in the Ukraine that had hired Joe Biden's son. Now, all this is while Joe Biden's a vice president, not a private citizen. He's the vice president of the United States. Had hired Hunter Biden, And as far as we know, Hunter has no experience in the energy field. And he was making a substantial amount of money. And y'all know, I don't care how much money people make. You know, make as much money as you can get. But it just seemed weird. And it seemed even weirder when Joe Biden talks about this conversation. Go ahead, this is a 55-second clip, and I'll go ahead and play this for you.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "No," I said, "I'm not going to. We're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what, 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch, got fired.
So what do you think that is? Unless you fire this person, unless you fire somebody in your government, we're going to withhold $1 billion that you know that's our $1 billion in loan guarantees that you already know that's been approved. Because the officials there in Ukraine said, you don't have the authority to withhold these loan guarantees. You're not the president. You know, and Joe said, I don't know, call him. See if I don't. Call the guy's bluff. And 6 hours later, the dude was fired. That's called extortion. Quid pro quo. Yes, extortion. That's what the left was accusing Barack Obama of. I mean, excuse me, he's calling that, good God, Donald Trump of. That's what he was accusing Donald Trump of. When this is a conversation that Joe Biden is bragging, I think he was speaking to the Council of Foreign Relations in that clip. He was bragging about what he was able to do, how he handled it, how he bullied them, how he thugged them into submission, because this is what you have to do sometimes, right? But Donald Trump hasn't done that. Donald Trump simply asked the new president of Ukraine to look into the matter, which he still has not yet done. And the aid that was supposed to be going to military aid that Donald Trump had put a pause on. At the time he was having the conversation with the Ukrainian president, the Ukrainian president didn't know that Donald Trump had put a pause on the aid. He didn't know. So there could be no quid pro quo. He didn't have any idea at the time. And wasn't told. He found out later. Oh, and by the way, The Ukraine did get the aid. So they were never. They did get the aid, and they didn't do any of the research, and they have not looked into the situation at all. Not a bit. Interesting, isn't it? Now, while we were all caught up with Charlemagne the God and Joe Biden on Friday, this bit of audio came out afterwards. This came out Thursday and Friday. That, what was the end of that story after the prosecutor general was fired? I'll play it for you.
Congratulations on installing the new prosecutor general. It's going to be critical for him to work quickly to repair the damage Shokin did and I'm a man of my word. And that now that the new prosecutor general's in place, we're ready to move forward in signing that new $1 billion loan guarantee.
Now that you've done what we said, I said you had to do, now we can move forward. This is the end of the quid pro quo. This is, if you're looking for a textbook example of what they were accusing Donald Trump of, here it is right here. Listen carefully.
Congratulations on installing the new prosecutor general. It's going to be critical for him to work quickly to repair the damage Shokin did. And I'm a man of my word. And that now that the new prosecutor general's in place, we're ready to move forward in signing that new $1 billion loan guarantee.
There's audio out there that says that at the time, the Ukrainian president asked the prosecutor general to resign, knowing full well that he hadn't done anything wrong. But he had to. His hands were tied. He was forced to by Joe Biden. Yeah. Crazy, ain't it? It's crazy. And this is why. This right here. This should be enough. Now, I know it isn't going to be enough. We're 130 days away from the November 3rd election right now. And right now, we got many, 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 many fires to put out. The mandatory nationwide federalization of this election must be stopped at all costs. It just has to be stopped at all costs. But I digress. So we got lots of fires to put out. But if you're looking for a reason why Joe Biden cannot be president, if you're interested at all at, quote, draining the swamp, returning our nation to a constitutional republic, if you're interested in the rule of law, like you say you are, truth, justice, and the American way, Joe Biden cannot be president. And on top of that, Democrats must be swept from power in every seat in Congress. There aren't any good ones. Wow, I know that's quite a statement. There aren't any good ones. They must be swept from power in every seat in Congress. Nancy Pelosi must lose and be sent back to San Francisco to count poop in her streets. Well, actually, what will happen is that Nancy Pelosi will get a job on CNN. you know, and so will Kamala Harris. They'll all have a show like The View, right? They'll all be regulars on The View. Kamala Harris, AOC, and Rashida Tlaib. Ilhan Omar, they'll all have a show on. I mean, they'll all be on The View, rotating in and out on The View. So we know that. But they must be relieved of their position in Congress. It is vital that this happen, and happen in this election. I don't know if it's possible, but I know it's got to happen. Folks, this is the deal. This is why, right here, those two things that I played for you. Copy this podcast. Share it with your friends. Share it with your Democrat friends. Share it with your Democrat family members. When they start talking about Trump being a hypocrite and Republicans being hypocrites and conservatives being hypocrites, share this with them. My name is Willie Lawson. We'll be back right after these messages. Hi, this is Willie Lawson. You know, with so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. It's Flipboard. Yeah, Flipboard curates the world story so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save or share, just tap the plus button and add them to your private or public collections. It's that simple. It's used by millions of people every day. Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. So get started now at flipboard.com. That's flipboard.com. Hi, this is Willie Lawson. Are you someone who wants to give more? Are you someone who wants to donate more to your favorite charity or even your favorite podcast, and you just don't have the money because you got too much credit card debt already? Well, I've got something for both of us. Debt.com. Debt.com is ready to put you into a debt consolidation program that will save you money, save your credit rating, and allow you to live your dreams in the way that you would like to live them. That's debt.com. Give them a call at 877-764-2393. That's 877-764-2393. Get out of debt today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you ever so much for coming to the Morning Report this morning. We appreciate you and everything that you're doing, but we're going to ask you to do a little more today. I'm going to ask you to write down the name of this website. It's a new thing that we're doing. I'm involved in here in the Tampa Bay area. It's tbctampa.com, tbctampa.com. It is a website by Tampa Bay conservatives for Tampa Bay conservatives. Even if you're not in Tampa Bay, what we'd like you to do is going to look at the website, and maybe you and some conservatives where you live can do the very same thing. We're hoping to offer a template for other conservatives around the country, because we have, again, like I said earlier, we've been locked out of mainstream media. There are no conservative voices. There are no conservative newspaper, you know, local newspapers or regional newspapers. I think the only thing we have left is Epoch Times. But it's once a week. It's awesome, but it's once a week. We need every day. We need every day content gathering, content pushing out every single day. And we spread it by going back channel. We spread it by email, by word of mouth, by phone call, by text, away from Facebook and Twitter. We use things like CloudHub. We are here on this program publishing things on CloudHub. On clouthub.com. We are still trying to use Facebook and Twitter, so we're still there. However, we must expand the way we get information out. We cannot depend on Mark Zuckerberg and Jack of Twitter to be fair and to be honest and to be just, because they have proven that they are not trustworthy and they are not just and they are not fair. So we're going to have to fend for ourselves like conservatives are supposed to do. TBCTampa.com, FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com, FightBackMedia.com. All right, I'm going to play this montage for you, and then we're going to and I'm going to say goodbye. But before I go, I'm going to play this montage for you. So remember, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself.
It was normal. We spoke about many things, I think, and you read it that nobody pushed it. Push me.
In other words, no pressure.
If we allow this president off the hook, we will have created the precedent that some people are above the law and can act with complete impunity.
Classic mafia-like shakedown of a form.
I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion.
Classic mafia-like shakedown of a foreign leader.
I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Classic mafia-like shakedown of a foreign leader.
This is just once again another example of Democrats who have been out to get Donald Trump from the very beginning.
After my heart attack, Cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, Cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.